Okay, you recording?
Yep.
Gator?
Yes, I am.
Craig's Hello. The new Gator.
Yeah, Craig's the new Gator. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Guardian Hub podcast. We have a special episode this week, so I don't have to go through the whole intro. This is episode 83. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley, Mac, and Sin. And this week, we have a live, at the time, recording of a raid into a podcast. Let's introduce everyone here. We have Gator, also from Guarding Down Podcast. How are you doing, Gator?
Doing good, man. Doing real good.
Representing with the Warlock?
Yes, I am.
We have Helios. Helios, you've been on the podcast before. How are you doing, man?
I'm a chicken.
You have your chicken emote out. We have Skull Reaper. Haven't talked to you for a while, man, but you've been on the podcast before, too.
Yes.
Glad to have you. And we have Nolzy, who's running around Hello. Like a rascally hunter. How you doing, man?
Good
to have you
great.
Back on also. Everyone's been on the podcast before. Anyways, we just want to start this and have fun. If you guys have questions, if anyone's watching live, feel free and write crazy questions to Sin in the stream to distract them. And, just let us know what you think. So we just want to
quit after this podcast because I have no ambassador status anymore.
There you go.
Thanks to Drafty.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Drafty, on that one.
Uh-oh.
Anyone can butt in any time. I just wanted to give, we can start running forward. When I first saw this raid, we knew we were going to have raid lairs, and I thought it was pretty cool we were going through this bottom door.
Which you know,
we already had
doing,
the underbelly.
Kingsley?
We are doing the Eater of Worlds.
I thought it was Spire.
This essentially is the Downton Abbey of Strikes.
Spire of Eater.
Please don't.
We get to see the lower half lives.
Would you call this the underbelly?
Wouldn't that make this the Shameless of raids, then?
Ooh, there we go.
Well, keep in mind, this is also the first raid layer we got, right? And the second of all-time raids out of Destiny 2.
Also the first raid that I did with the Guardian Hub.
Oh, right on.
Sorry about your luck.
Going to be the last.
Thankfully, it wasn't the PlayStation version. Oh, first did it.
First
no!
Okay, Drafty, that is perfect timing.
He is a warlock.
Drafty's in my stream, and he definitely got called out. He's like, you're welcome. Thank you for stopping by.
That's here. In reference to Drafty was changing Sin's name earlier today, for those just listening.
Yes, thankfully, that first one that Nelzy joined wasn't a PlayStation. Because he would have actually quit Guardian Hub.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just the nature of me playing on PlayStation, or I would have been kicked out, possibly.
All right, so we enter what looks like a sewage area. You know, this area, I think everyone kind of figured out fairly quickly. We realized if more than one person jumped on a platform at a time, it would turn red and we would fail. So we're like, okay, I guess we can only have one person on a platform at a time. So, we're just going around like, this is easy. Until we reach the further ones, and then we were like, wait, what do we do?
That means we need the third person to jump on the
yes, sir.
Pillars.
Anyone can just go in any order they want. That's how easy it is these days, right?
Yep.
The Helios called out spot 111.
Yeah, 111.
For those just listening.
And just so you know, Drafty's Sinola was a play off of Crayola. I guess because
yes.
I'm a Titan main, he wanted me to eat some more crayons.
Now, one thing for those...
I don't think it has anything to do with your class.
One thing for those who haven't raided with Sin before, when he's at spot 6, he's usually like a little worried. He's like, hurry up, guys, it's turning red.
I'm absolute.
I'm absolute. It's a signature move.
So what you're saying is we should make Sin go 6.
Yeah, Sin should be 6.
For entertainment value.
So he'll take my spot then.
No, he'll take Gator's spot.
Pulling up the rear.
What?
Pause.
So we all made it to this first little checkpoint, and then we were like, okay, well, now there's two areas. I guess we'll split left and right.
I'll take...
But I'm pretty sure...
I'll take 6.
All right.
The problem is you got to wait for the rear to catch up and the prior ones to all come up.
Mm-hmm. The first time doing this, I bet we flubbed a few times when they merged together, like, should right continue or should left continue? People still have a problem sometimes these days.
I mean, the hardest one's probably the last one.
Mm-hmm. It can be. But yeah, this one, it's definitely once we merge, right goes on, left stays behind.
Oh.
I'm sure there's other ways.
So you're saying I should go now?
Yeah, you should go, Helios.
Should I go now?
Yeah, yeah, please, please.
I can't.
Gator.
He's scaring us there.
I'm like the girl left on the dock right now.
Can you hear me? Can you
Gator,
hear me?
Gator's definitely pulling us in right now.
I'm about to fall. He's worried. I'm absolute, Helios.
Yeah. You're absolutely red on your platform.
I'm not looking good here.
Oh, there's some ads. What are we going to do?
Rocket launch. My rocket missed. That's not fair.
And I'm dead.
Oh, there he goes.
So he apparently ended up lying.
He was absolute.
I was.
Should I jump on this one, guys?
Yeah, you should, so we can continue on.
Now I'm the girl left behind on the dock.
Is this one?
Yeah, now we can all go. Who got left behind?
This is my first time in this, right, guys?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forgot you hadn't run it before, Helios.
Lies.
So, Gator, the little secret, too, is...
Would a chicken lie, really?
If you wait to revive until all the platforms come back up, it'll take you straight here.
Oh, good point. Didn't think of that.
No worries. All right. Sin, you want to take the rear again?
I'll take the rear for you.
Okay.
Pause.
No pause.
We're trucking forward.
Who's this, the grammar? Grammar guy?
All right.
Yeah, it's Jeremy Renes for hitting me in the butt.
I'm pretty sure Gator's worried about me coming up from behind.
I'm worried. I'm very worried.
Guys, this is a family podcast.
Family friendly.
We are talking about the raid and the these, whatever you want to call
it. I didn't call it ass. What are you talking about?
Sin's going.
Oh, that's my bad.
Oh. For those of you didn't see, no, we can still recover.
You got it?
We got it.
We covered. We were
going. No, we can't. We're dead.
Yeah. Yep.
Retreat.
Fail.
Run away.
Hold on.
Oh, there we go.
I owe Kingsley quite a few bags this raid.
At least I know how to jump right. Correct.
All right.
Obviously not since you died.
Apparently Helios has taken the 2 slot from me.
Yep.
That works.
So we're in the spot right now where when everyone lands, 6, 5, and 4 goes backwards.
Yep.
And 6, 5, and 4 didn't do so well last time. So we'll see how they do this time.
We're watching. So when everybody played this raid for the first time, what did they think about this opening encounter?
I thought it was interesting. I didn't think it would be anything like...
This is going to be a problem.
Boring,
no, I just played it.
But...
Jump, Helios! No!
Okay.
If we both alternated jumps, we probably would have been okay.
This is going terribly wrong.
Do we have to explain how 6, 5, and 4 do it?
I usually play 6, so... I'm jumping in the right spot, I'm pretty sure.
Well, if you're 5, you have to follow 6.
Yeah, I did.
So I totally almost had it.
Oh, you know what
happened? I didn't see what went wrong then.
No, so. You know what I did? I went back to my last one I already stepped on. That's why. I should have just stayed and waited. My bad.
You do exactly what they do.
Gotcha.
I don't think I have enough bamboo for this encounter.
Yeah, when we when my old raid group did this back when it first came out, I thought it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, do you know approximately how long? I mean, I don't think it took us too long to...
No, didn't take long. I'd say maybe 40 minutes to figure it out, you know, once... All right.
But were you doing it with one hand on the beer and one hand on your controller at the time?
Exactly.
And one hand in your pocket.
That was exactly how I did it.
Oh, nice. That's exactly how I am right now.
Kingsley, it's you the rest of the way, right?
Yep.
Right always continues on when they merge.
Right has a,
has right the right away.
Yeah.
Right has the right away.
I was in the middle of taking a sip. All
right.
It almost went very poorly.
Everyone can go now.
Reactor.
Yeah, I don't know. The first time I think I ran through this, I thought, was this an encounter?
It
feels like
it's actually a ride.
I mean, it's cool. It's easy. It's not like, it's like a little bit memorable because it's different, but it's nothing hard, of course.
Yeah.
Just video
game. I
guess
the disappointing thing is just there was no boss at the end of it.
I like the scenery. And yeah, we'll get up to this point here soon, but there's just some ads we kill and super easy. That's about it. So we're at the part now where there is going to be the last part where, you know, we have to jump past each other. A lot of groups still get confused about this area. Some people have one that stays in place. But I don't know. I like to do it where we play a game of Snake and we just follow what the person in front of you is doing.
You're a snake.
Snake. Sneaky snake.
I'm a snake. It is a little sneaky with how we have to go past each other.
Well, so apparently almost better when you do a body slam. You go.
Apparently he has a cameo now.
The snake double backs on himself.
Isn't that a last wish call out?
Snake has a cameo. Double edit snake.
Got it.
Oh no.
Oh man, we should totally make a quiz show called Last Wish Call Out or like Kung Fu Position.
It's fine, just gotta go fast right now. Go fast. Go ahead, Skull.
Is this up?
Nah, we don't need to do any faster. We're going as fast as we can.
Did you just actually use 3 golden gun shots to take out an ad?
Yes, he did.
I'm pretty sure I saw that. Go ahead, Skull.
It'll get there. It'll get there eventually. I'm going to shoot it, honestly.
See, if I shot that Nova, it would just keep flying. Curve. It wouldn't track at all. My old raid team used to make fun of me because I'd say, well, what's that purple ball going by? Oh, Gator uses Nova. Don't worry about it.
That you curve is tic-tac worthy.
The original TikTok.
It's back when it was bad.
When is the Guardian Hub TikTok account going live? That's what
that soon.
There we go.
For sure got taken down the last
and
time.
GDC has Insta. TikTok on GH. Guardian Hub. Okay.
Yeah, GDC.
All right, so I like how... I'm going to plant a flag here. You know, we need it, but it was fun how they added that later on in the game. So these super easy raids.
Yeah, you already
got the flag.
I got the flag too. I got heavy.
I think it was pretty cool how these older raids like Leviathan, this one, and Spire added flags to the encounters.
Definitely.
That's probably the only thing that made it hard in the early days, because with double primaries, you were actually struggling for ammo at this stage.
Yeah,
like if
so
you
used
all your ammo. If you used all your ammo on the jumping section.
And especially prestige was actually quite a thing back then. We're at the super easy part. Just killing ads,
I don't think anybody did prestige back in year one. At least I definitely didn't do it.
I didn't either.
I remember I got the Telesto Catalyst the very first try. I was so happy because that was my gun.
Hence the reason there is a GDC question for the podcast is Telesto the best?
It is.
No,
definitely
not. Telesto is the best.
I agree.
It is the best.
I agree it's the best.
It is the best.
No, Telesto is.
But I think probably more PvE, right? Gator, you're more PvP for Telesto?
I use it on both. I've got about 50,000 kills with it now on both.
Oh, jeez.
Way too many.
You have 50,000 PvP kills with it.
No. I have 10,000 PvP kills with it.
Jeez.
Or 9,800, give or take.
I think it was that Evil Aura on his rental had some ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
Like 50,000?
He did.
The question I have for you is, what did aiming ever do to you, sir?
You know why I used it? Because I was tired of getting shotgunned all the time. So I would lay down the bolts in front of him, let him run across, and die.
Nice.
I was using it the other day. It's really fun.
Yeah. I have tripwire grenades for that.
Well, I'm not a hunter, so...
That's your problem.
What's a tripwire grenade?
I don't know a clue. Some kind of grenade. All I know is the warlocks do not have it.
That'd be cool if there was an actual wire.
Exactly. You could actually put a wire down and you could disarm it in the Crucible match. How's you doing that?
Sit there for a few minutes and
see Nosey bending over, pulling a wire across the doorway.
Ooh. Somebody clip that, please.
No, yes. Can we not?
Damn it, please.
I'm gonna be
sorry.
The editing, so
you're gonna have to bleep that. Sorry.
Nope.
Might be against term of service. You never know.
I'll allow it.
Oh my gosh, we did it, guys. I was worried there for a second.
This used to be a little stressful again before the flag days, where you didn't, where you might have had a little bit less, less
heavy
ammo, no heavy.
Yeah.
You were using all the primaries.
And look at those rewards. Kallus Elite Shader, Legendary.
Now we're jumping down the hole where everyone would Goomba Stomp each other.
Oh, two tokens and a blue waffle there.
Exactly.
That's another podcast.
You just got deeged.
And this part was always like funny for the Warlocks. Tend to have a little more problem in that area.
Yeah, it's rough when you get trapped.
A sword helps.
That's payback for 0 hour.
Ooh, and now it's the explosion room, where if you run too quickly, we learn that because the zones change.
Ooh.
Kill yourself.
Or you could play a hunter and just be an adult about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll go twice sometimes if you run out too quickly.
That's two zones are buzzed.
It's when you start, I think, that it doubles.
It's on one more. Yeah.
Sin.
Kingsley.
Nullsy.
Trying to
Kingsley.
Kill me.
That's going to be all raid, don't you worry.
Oh,
no! Right at the end, what happened?
Oh, I fell.
Well, Sin tried to push me out of the safe zone. Luckily, I recovered in time, so I didn't die.
Just so everybody knows, the safe zones on these are like the little pipes with the little square edges, like the little square hidey holes. So,
just like a tight
run into them. I tried to sort of swipe the crap out of you.
It's like lead plating. And basically, it's a nuclear bomb going off, essentially.
what it is video game plot armor.
Exactly.
These video games have the thickest plot armor to ever exist.
Are we going for the secret chest?
Of course, it's easy.
Sure.
I always secret get the chest? Three on left.
I got
you
right.
Mean the James Bond chest off?
Okay, I have to admit, this part... Everyone who sees this for the first time, this is a pretty cool experience.
My favorite part of the raid.
Oh, my angle. It looks like a James Bond gun, right? People say that when we come in here.
It's all I think about. Yep, James Bond.
And you get shot out like crazy fast, floating through this huge area that's the mouth of the Leviathan.
Kallus talks to you, too.
Hmm.
Oh, there we go.
Just remember, go backwards through the chute. You get a great look. But if you're on a sword, it can be very disorientating.
No.
I was going to say, like, this is not the time you want to go third person for it.
Third party?
Yes, third party.
Oh, I totally messed that up. Sorry, guys. I got one jump. I got one.
I got the three on left. We got it.
Yep.
First try.
Oh, my ankles.
Yeah, first try, definitely. I definitely didn't
definitely
hit the ring.
One.
I definitely didn't hit the ring on the way down or anything like that.
No, only
this whole area can give people major vertigo if they have issues like that.
Hey,
jump on these little rocks jumping down.
No rewards for you.
Gator got an exotic.
And this next part is fun,
but I think it's way cool.
Crust removal.
Such a huge open area.
Take it in. It's essentially a shielding mechanism, which I think it's actually coming from Argos.
Yeah,
so it's basically creating a little bubble sphere.
Yeah, even though it's like a beetle that got eaten, but he's like putting the dung around him or something.
Because I don't know. I think essentially the gravitational forces would probably kill us if we were not in this sphere.
So we all know how
to
do
this. I got a legendary Engram.
But let's call out if you have preferred positions. I'd like to do Void Runner. That's kind of like
special.
I'll do Void Ads.
I'll Arc Run.
Yeah.
Void Ads.
Void
Are
Defender,
you
my
yep.
buddy.
Yep, I'll be your buddy. Sorry,
Solar Defender, I guess.
I'll do Solar Run at them.
Sorry, Sin.
Oh, boy!
We have a flag here.
Oh, I might not make it. Oh,
Sin,
boy.
Flag.
Let's hold that in real time.
Bye, Felicia. So, Gator, did you say where you're where?
I'm defending Void. Right I'm Kingsley's buddy.
Oh,
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, frame rate drop.
Don't worry. I'll defend
you. You guys started the encounter, so I literally can't respawn.
We're wiping.
I'm farming hand cannon kills. Alright, I'm sorry. I'll jump.
This is actually the second wipe of the night.
So everybody on stream, Gator is doing bounties.
No,
right.
I'm doing no
double stack.
Doing bounties right now.
No, I'm I'm doing my catalyst kills for my.
Sin's probably doing catalyst kills.
Maybe he's
that's actually not a bad idea. Right? Maybe I should.
My ace of spades.
And we don't have a lot of time. You gotta wipe.
Oh come on! I was gonna try to solo this.
You already wasted time from starting it. If you're the one that started it,
I didn't start it.
Okay.
He probably started it.
Mm-mm.
I don't believe you.
Oh no, quantum mines.
Helios is actually Helios still
is
alive.
Straight up AFK.
Yeah, Helios is still alive.
Are we starting?
It hasn't got.
We're wiping so we can start.
Yeah, wiping so we can start.
He's waiting for the time to catch up to him.
Exactly. Shoot me.
I mean, if Skull had a little bit more time, I'd go like make a quick bite really quick because I didn't eat dinner. Ooh. Ouch. Oof. Big
so
oof.
So what are you eating? I'm actually eating.
Worlds.
Some kind of biscuits and dip at the moment. So.
Ooh, biscuits.
All right, Helios.
Biscuits and dip.
Those big gravy biscuits you get in the south of America.
No, but it's even more confusing with what you actually call a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like imagining you with like a some sort of digestive and like ranch.
It's probably
exactly.
Like a cracker.
Ranch dressing. Exactly. It's a hobnob and ranch dressing. There you go.
Wow. Is it like a Dunkaroo?
Mm.
Probably. Mm. I understand that you probably don't have Dunkaroos in Australia.
What's a Dunkaroo?
That's ironic, kangaroo? Is what it is. Kind
sounds
of.
Like a kangaroo.
It was so a snack like, pack type.
Real quick,
snack.
Just you did explain like what we're doing this in.
Yeah, back to the raid since we don't have a lot of time. so everyone get in
thanks,
position.
Carl.
So,
sorry.
Yeah, so when we first started here, we noticed that there was different colors. There's a void side, solar side, and the arc side. So. We
yeah,
noticed
those fire.
Things pick up also. Yeah, there's like those fire oven spots.
Fire pits.
I'm sure someone in our first experiences picked up one of these craniums. They have the diamond symbol with the circle in the middle and saw that started in the encounter. So, okay, we know how to start the raid. So then we take it somewhere and we're like, okay, we notice they can plant in the ovens and eventually they turn into something we can pick up. Well, when it picks up, the purple one is purple still. Maybe it can shoot the purple orb in the sky. And then that's how this encounter was figured out. What do you have to add, Sen?
My bamboo is really tasty tonight, so I just want you to know.
Nice. All right.
But I did, my first time in this encounter, I thought it was a little tough, again, based on when it came out versus what we have today. You know, trying to get the mechanics down and trying to get the rhythm down with the team was a little bit more tough.
It was.
It is
super, we didn't know
super
how
easy now.
We were always behind. We did this raid blind, and we did not get past this encounter on the first night. We could have if we spent more time, but we just decided to regroup. And, it was just the timing, just people not knowing the quicker paths to take around or not knowing that you should probably, like, seed a couple right away so that you'll have one ready the next time around if it's, like, three arcs or two arcs or something like that. So we don't have to talk about all those details now, but it's
as it is a goodbye raid podcast of sorts. Can we talk about how it's one of the most beautiful skyboxes in this whole game?
Also,
definitely.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we get to that, we also have to lay a remembrance down for Dad Tales podcast in Two Void and Arc on Effin Void. May you rest in peace, Dad Tales.
Nice.
Mr. Stugatz.
Yes. Actually, I think it wasn't a Rocker who said that.
It was Rocker. You're right.
NFG Rocker, dude. Yeah.
That's right.
So technically, we need to be done with this raid in 10 minutes. So.
Yeah, we might have to find a replacement.
First.
Yeah.
We could probably 5-man it.
Why do we need a replacement for Skull?
Because he's turning into a pumpkin.
Attention. That's why I said we have to hurry.
Oh,
yes.
Cinderella?
I gotcha. May you rest in peace, Skull. All right, whenever you're ready, let's get
okay,
it.
Let's pick up.
If the gloss slipper fits, you wear it.
Okay, so if the piece calls out what they have, where the
one of each on arc, one
rainbow.
Of each on arc.
Right, one of each on arc, okay.
Rainbow.
Okay.
I'll be over as soon as it's baked.
We do say rainbow mainly because if you get one of every single one, we just call it every color.
I'll get your arc. I got you, Ark. Helios.
Yeah.
Are you defending me?
I don't know. Mate? Buddy, old pal? Cobber? Are you a Sheila? One of those terms.
So, people that aren't watching the stream, this will be maybe a little more boring, or it won't make sense, but, you know, we'll just do our call-outs and see how it's going along the way.
I mean, he's Australian, but he is speaking English. I'm sure they can decipher it.
Yes.
Kamusta?
Kamusta?
Kamusta ustedes?
There is a song that says it great.
Yeah.
The booty. Hey, triple solar.
And,
triple
solar. We only need two solars to do that, of course.
Yes, we do.
The one time I don't have
any.
There's a there's a solar between us. I'm gonna bring it as a runner.
All right, thank you.
Is it? Okay.
So you'll do the second solar sin.
You are runners, sin.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad you caught it.
I did. You were AFK. You were exactly. Sorting it up.
I was eating crackers, actually.
Biscuits. You said biscuits.
Yeah, yeah. I've upgraded to crackers.
Were they whisker biscuits?
Were they disco biscuits?
Disco biscuits?
That is probably not kid-friendly. I'll take the first one.
The question Fair is, enough. Should I risk it for the biscuit? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Why not?
So with one of these craniums, you can actually do one and a half.
You can actually do two if you have the right loadout. But
got
well, I got a lot of ads on me.
Next roll out.
Hey, we have Rainbow on Void Right. Rainbow
yep.
on Void Right.
Yep.
I'm going to bring the arc over right now. Sorry, Sin. I'm running as well.
Oh, you already did it. Damn.
Oh, okay.
I used your. You're going to have to put another orb in Kingsley. I used it. I was going to take that void out for you. And
what was a call out on arc?
It's all Peter for messing me up. Just kidding.
There's another solar left. So
yeah.
Hopefully, you put three solars.
Ah, dang, that was really yep. close.
Yeah, we got solar left on void.
Yep.
Right side void.
Second. Solar, yeah, left on the right side, if that makes sense.
Do you need me to plant another solar or no?
Yes, please.
I mean, if you're watching this stream, you're probably seeing the shield off Argos is being lifted off one plate at a time.
Yeah.
So it mines that we remove from each section. And it's a cockroach rotation that we get. Basically uncovering him.
We got two... as of now, we have Rainbow plus an extra solar on Void.
What?
Still waiting for that solar at the bottom.
Yeah, coming. It'll cook.
I got your arc going down. We will need That's to get the solar ASAP.
Yeah, I think we
it's about
got
to explode.
It.
I thought the solar guys had it under control.
Hey, I'm killing. Leave me out of it. I'm killing it.
That's a what?
Oh no! It's
Wait, not. Gets nope. it.
Game Watch. Changer.
Let's go.
All right, cool. Next call out coming soon. So you can see it's like a massive big diamond. Argos is protected by a big shield.
Next call out, please.
On solar side, please.
And I think the tricky thing was to actually understand.
Solar is. Oh god, I can't even. It's solar to arc.
Solar to arc heard.
I think the tricky thing when we first played this was to actually understand that those craniums can actually... They've got more punch.
I'll bring one of the arcs over.
They can stack a little bit more punch than a one-shot, so...
Did you say you got one of the arcs?
Yep. Can I be
I
friends?
I think also... Yep. Also with double primaries, defenders had a little bit rough back in the early days.
Yes, they did.
I'm having a lot of luck with the ringing nail. I mean, obviously, light level factors in. But
next call,
Evan,
you got it.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I think the weapon was the positive outlook, if everybody remembers what that one was.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a void. Yeah, it was a void auto rifle.
It's kind We're of, going kind too fast. Oh, alright. Two solar, one void.
Alright, we don't need arc, so we're all good.
You have a void ready over there, Gator?
Yes, I do. You want me to bring it?
Oh, if you want. I was going to come back, but you
sure.
can do the honors.
I'll get it.
If you want.
If I don't die. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
This is so much easier than prestige on normal.
Well, yeah, definitely a lot easier.
Like, by orders of magnitude. I'm barely
well,
paying attention.
Well, that's why
right
we're
now.
Doing this, just to have a chill, you know, podcast.
The prestige experience was always that they scaled the enemies to your light level. And it still remains the same today, so even though it says it's 750, it's not actually 750.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely not.
It deltas. It deltas up. That's the one thing I don't like about Destiny 2 right now. I don't like the delta the way it is.
Also, the ammo situation in Prestige.
Don't worry, Kingsley, I got you with my bubble.
Well, the thing is that they kind of broke that economy with putting raid flags into the prestige.
Yeah, but if anyone dies, that goes away.
Yeah, you just don't die, or you get good.
So we have a question from Drafty.
Get good.
Question from Drafty. Would Sinister or Cinemax be better?
Oh, jeez.
Cinemax.
What about Betamax?
No, Betamax? No. If we're playing off my name, since everybody likes to mess with me tonight, yes, we'll go with Cinemax because everybody likes a good late-night Cinemax, or should I say Skinemax.
Ooh.
Got it. This podcast is...
family-friendly. Brought
to you by home entertainment in motels around America.
This one can be rated E for everyone.
Oh, my God, I got a Zenith. Oh, sorry.
Oh, right, Luke.
That's not going to mean anything.
Is there an exotic?
No.
I mean, that was
probably finished in 4 minutes for Skull.
That was probably actually a decent...
I actually might be able to finish it out.
That's what she said.
Gator, I believe you cursed me. I
might have to kick Sin.
Toxic.
All right.
This will end up being my last podcast because apparently I got booted from admin rights. So
I am free.
All right. Well, should we give this a try, Skull?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a well.
You're going to explain this
on a world famous podcast. So
well on the bubble. We're good to go.
Well, for people maybe who are trying to do this raid before the new Beyond Light, how do we run this last phase here, Kingsley?
Yeah, I won't explain everything, so we probably, in the sake of time...
Oh, hold on, let me change my loadout real quick to something that
I'll use. Yeah, while we're explaining, what we found out is there would be three different colors in the sky, so we figured we'd have to have those orbs to shoot, you know, from the craniums. But we didn't know, like, where everyone's positioned themselves. We did figure out that when you shoot them, they all kind of move inward. And if you closed them all to the center at the same time, his shield would open up. So we kind of thought eventually that, okay, three people that don't need to be doing that can be in the area where he's facing. And three people that do need to do that, look for those craniums to shoot. So we ended up saying, okay, defenders, we'll all group together. And whatever way he's facing will be where defenders go. And then the runners just fill in the rest. And there's crazy stuff that happens when a shield opens. One of the most fun things, in my opinion, is when he throws nets at people. And everyone still gets caught these days.
Argos confirmed fisherman.
Yes.
Fisherman.
Fisher person, sorry.
Fisher Price, got it.
But, we'll get in position for phase two.
You know, let me get there.
Are you still defending?
Defenders will pick up first for this encounter.
Okay.
Yes, Helios.
But not until we're ready to start.
Yes, sir.
That's
Wait, so I forgot. God, it's been a while. Defenders, there's only this single craniums on this one, right? For defenders?
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, defenders, stand by the cranium. Don't pick up yet. I'll count down when we're all ready.
Pick up Cook, and then, now I remember now.
We'll tell you where to go. People have different ways. They like to always just shout out too many directions at first, but for people that are new, I like to just say first where defenders are going.
Yes.
And then where the runners need to fill in. And then,
Don't defenders dump in their element and then run to wherever?
Nope. No.
Negative.
Okay. Where we tell you. So the way I explain is defenders wait till we tell you where to go. You take your cranium there, you plant there, you cook it there, and you defend there hand in hand with the other defenders. Mm-hmm. So.
Just run to the other celestial notebook.
Helix would have his arms wide open, ready for a hug.
Arms wide open. Anybody for a bit of Creed?
Yes.
It's not right unless you're singing with a mouthful of rocks. You gotta do it right.
As long as you're my sacrifice, Helios.
Arms wide open.
All right, I'm gonna go G quit. Nice knowing you guys.
All right.
Can we get some Nickelback on this podcast?
If this everyone's ready, call out that they are ready, and I'll do the countdown.
Ready.
Okay. Everyone's
ready. We have Hazel here for quality testing and checking.
We don't say that word here, Helios.
Ooh. All right, I'll start us. Three, two, eight. I was going to start it.
Well, all share love and war.
Okay, I definitely have to kick Sin out of the raid now.
I know I'm the only one going to be in shot. Here we go. Hello, boys.
Good job.
You do realize Skull's got like on a time limit here.
You do realize I said I was going to start it. I had a special thing I was going to do. You deserve that.
Oh, ow. He's shooting me.
All right. Sin, did you pick up a cranium? And
okay, so he is facing solar side, so all the defenders go to solar.
One arc, two solar, I think.
One arc, two solar.
Planted solar, and...
I am totally planting it.
You plant, that one, yep.
It's one arc and one solar and what? For the runners?
One arc, two solar. Two solar, yeah, okay, one arc. Gotcha.
I did not grab the banner.
Nice.
Feels bad. That's okay. I swapped my gnawing hunger, so I don't really need any other weapons for this encounter.
Yeah.
Or you have to recover him, if you can.
So far away.
All right. Well, he's just hanging out here. I'll go get him.
I got him. Impossible. I got him. How did you even die up there?
That's what happens when you come in and encounters. Yeah, I remember.
He gave him more time to drink his bamboo. Come on. He sees it as a blessing, not a curse.
Not only did I kick from admin status, but I also got booted from the raid.
Did you actually kick him from the raid?
If you listened.
Yes.
So this is all Kingsley's fault, is what you're telling
me. It is.
Did you not see player leave in the feed?
I thought he had some weird connection issue.
No. I probably have the more stable internet out of anybody. I don't have.
I got 350 megabits down, sir. Don't even.
West Virginia has the
stable
internet
down?
In the U.S.
350.
No. All right. Well, let's give
I
this
got
a try.
1,000.
We got solar people ready.
I have solar. Yeah, I got left solar.
Who's going to do top solar?
Out in pepperoni roll country.
Okay, I got right arc. 3, 2, 1.
Pepperoni? Or pepperoni?
Pepperoni roll. Don't worry about it. I didn't want to say where Sin lived specifically, but if you know, you know.
We have a...
No, everybody's running, not well.
Yeah, no one's running well.
No.
Correct. Oh. I got two warlocks, but none's running well.
Oh, right, we're supposed to be doing the thing. Hold on.
I need tethered on, right?
That was three crits. Alright, well that was pretty... garbage damage.
So what we do after we do damage on him for a while is he does the crazy thing where he opens up and does like a last stand move. So we have to shoot these crit spots. So we like to start by his back area.
Are we going to do back or shoulder?
Back. We always like to start back first, no matter what. Left and then right.
All right. I heard that we're supposed to start at the neck and then move to the back.
Oh, his neck. His
is that
back.
What they call rubber goosing?
Yes. Rubber neck. Let's go with that.
Oh, yeah, shoot
the
cannon.
And we shoot the right cannon.
Another bomb at that.
Okay.
And another bomb. And then we shoot him in the nose.
All right.
And we
back to positions. Return to craniums.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Return to craniums.
Here, let
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Gotcha. All right, where are we going?
Return to craniums. Direction. And then we'll tell you we don't know yet.
Looks like a void?
Yes.
First in?
No, solar. Defenders to solar again. Plant at solar.
Yeah.
For runners, we have arc, solar, and what?
Thanks, Sin.
What's the left one?
Two solars and...
Okay, it's the same as last time.
Perfect.
All right.
Cool, I'm just going to shoot stuff now.
Let's see if we can do at least half damage.
Killing time.
Very good.
Well, I was not even paying enough attention to realize we're at the DPS phase.
Wow.
Pro tip, if you have a anti-barrier gun, you can shoot through Argos.
Yeah.
Already
for the little amount of damage that it does.
So, are we missing are we missing one for running?
Well, is that your position?
Yes, it was.
But there is no other one around here.
I just picked it up. The problem is I'm a defender. Somebody else picked up the other one.
So what do you have on there?
I have a void now because all solar is done because somebody...
We're okay. We're okay. Just come over to the solar side.
Defend. I'm just going to pick up this void one and come over.
Alright, I probably won't have well by the time...
We'll be okay. Okay, I have the arc ready if solar people want to call out.
I'll do top arc or top solar, yeah.
I'm actually going to be ready to
I'll do left.
Okay,
like
who's going to do left solar?
I'll do left. Gator does left.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Plus no kill.
Oh, we failed.
I tried to grab it.
Jeez,
I wasn't actually there, but that's okay.
That's my bad.
So now we have to...
That's arc.
we have to, he'll open up soon if we, so we'll, let's just get another crit spot. We'll do in front of us to the left.
I'm going to use the cannon to actually get damage. This should work. In fact, I don't think I've ever tried this. I've never tried
it. I'm pretty sure we failed at life on this one.
Failed on life?
That was my
He'll get enraged. He'll get enraged on the next one. We'll just kill him.
I mean, yeah, no, next one we should be able to drop him. I need something heavy.
We failed at life on this one.
I should be able to clamber.
Well, part of it might have had to do with me having to run halfway across the map to go res somebody who got kicked because they had a dumb moment.
You mean Kingsley got enraged?
Yes!
Mm-hmm. That's the actual scientific explanation.
I don't think he's going to open up.
There he is.
So for this one, you want to go fairly high. And we start usually with the head first.
But Kingsley, I'm stuck. Can you take me higher?
Oh, shit.
Is that a Nickelback song?
That was also
Creed. Or Creed.
Got it.
I died.
I don't have a res to give you, sir.
Sin is absolute. I'm gonna go get it.
No, just leave him.
He is my teammate, allegedly.
He's got overload on his head.
So the difference between D1 and D2 raids, you can't just leave him dead.
Or impressive.
You do need to res him or you're all dead.
Alright, we'll pick up Cranes again.
Rain Blast.
Maybe I am. You never know.
I don't know, man. I look basically just like my dad.
Nice.
It's definitely
Void side this time. Defenders go to Void and Plant, and it's Solar for the runners. Three Solars.
Can I Robert Plant?
Robert Plant, good man.
Nice.
Not really. Kind of a scumbag.
Well, and, music playing.
Fair.
All right, do we have the three runners? We need another runner for Solar.
Alright, the bun is in the oven. I repeat, the bun is in the oven.
Alright, I do have well, so.
All 3 months.
Ooh, you have well? Okay, great.
Sin, have you got your bubble ready, sir?
Oh, yeah.
So we've overcommitted Skull to this right now.
All good.
I mean, to be fair, we have been basically doing it without Sin already, so, I mean, we probably 5 minutes.
Whoa. Sin is defending on Solar? What's going on?
Sin needs to bring the Solar over to Void.
Gotcha. I'll do top Solar.
I'll do right.
I'm just collecting heavy bricks so I can actually DPS.
I'm just stopping for a beer break.
Watch my back.
Ready.
Ready, Sin? Ready?
Surely, which one?
Three. You're doing left. Solo. 3, 2, 1.
Solar and stop calling me Shirley.
Watch the net.
Caught in it. Right side, behind you.
Should have reloaded.
Right side net! Bye!
This is the damage you're doing. Hey, boys.
He died.
I did. Oh. Did you kill him?
You got anti-barrier runnings on, we're probably going to need him. There we go. Oh, we missed a cranium? That's not good. So back in the day, the craniums did the most damage. It was definitely an effective strike.
They're still over. Yeah, craniums. And you still want to do it these days because you need to be able to plant new ones. Okay, he's going to open up and we'll go to the top
gonna
right.
You're going to need to get the res because I didn't have one for being kicked.
I can see I've still got damage numbers coming
I
up.
I do not have a res still.
Anti-barrier rounds on. I can shoot through.
Well, we're going to be on this side.
Kind of nuts. Yeah, we're on the right side for it, so. On the right side, wrong.
Open up. Okay, okay.
Heads, knees, and toes. Heads, knees, and toes.
So, for some reason, I,
in this guy's head.
Not parkour
there.
Okay,
we need to get the revive in 30 seconds after this.
Anybody got a res?
Just anybody stared at the les.
Anybody got a res?
I think I've got mine.
Got it. Yeah, it's not a timer anymore.
So this is going to be a scout run, but we're going to get it done, guys.
Don't die.
Don't die.
No one died.
Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't get kicked, Sin. Don't get kicked.
Getting kicked is for losers. Don't get kicked.
Also, don't be compliant. That's another good strat. Be your own man.
All right, he's facing Void again. Defenders to Void, and it's Rainbow. So runners to Arc and Solar.
All right, I'll go to Solar.
This is going to be an absolute mess to listen to.
I know.
It's fine. It's fine.
Whatever. I mean,
we're hopefully giving some helpful tips for those people with 2 weeks to go before the end of the season.
Yeah, before they can really never
it's a love letter. It's a send-off.
Really it's, don't want to.
It's a love letter. Here. Yeah, no, we botched this whole thing and somehow still finished it.
The final shenanigans of the raid.
We're having shenanigans. Right. This is how the Guardian Hub raids every time. We just have fun.
Speaking of the Guardian Hub raiding, this is a good plug. We will be attempting a day one raid on the Deepstone Crypt.
It's probably we have a new spot open if anyone wants to take Sin's spot.
Yes, what please. It's I heard it's going to be called the Deepstone Clovis.
Spoiler alert. I have heard such rumors.
Alright, so arc I got... You going to do the arc, Sin?
Yep.
Okay.
Top point.
Who's got solar?
Who has solar?
Sorry, I'm coming. I was too busy punching.
No worries. We'll wait for Skull to make sure we're totally ready, because this is our last chance.
Yep, we're ready.
We're going to get it. I think we're going to be okay.
We're going to get
count
it.
Countdown three. Okay, do it.
I'm...
Do it now.
Shoot it. Go. Everyone shoot.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Oh.
Gonna hit him with a grenade launcher. I don't even care. Gnawing hunger. Let's do it.
No. That was the golden gun.
Haha. Get exploded.
Take me with you.
No. If you get,
it is
if
done.
You get, if you get please, stuck here, you're gonna get rewards.
Yeah.
Just remember.
Oh no! I'm gonna fall. No.
Can't suck me because I'm a ghost.
You sit in the corner like you do in PvP with a shotgun.
Oh, never. I respawned in time.
GG's.
GG's.
We have a raid completion.
Two cypher decoders.
And think I'll boot it.
Who is kicking Sin?
What do you think?
Oh my god.
No
devious
for you.
Sin, I'm sorry, buddy. You know, he's dealt with customers all day, and he has to deal with this at night. This is just crazy.
To be fair, he deals with Kingsley and I most nights, so he's kind of used to it.
It's usually not bad, except for when I
know, Kingsley's usually
out
the good
early
guy.
After the other manager's kid's birthday was today, and he was like, nah, dude, just go ahead. I know you got to record. And I called my wife, and I'm like, dude, I feel bad. He's still
it's
got this asshole
customer
there.
It's funny because you're a terrible
there.
Person.
Yes. And then that.
Worth
drafty, do you think that was a fun experience kicking Sin? I blame Drafty. It wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Alright, thanks for the run, dudes.
Yeah, thanks for joining Skull.
Thanks, Skull.
I just want to have a little debrief in this area, but...
I wish there was a little bit, like, I wish that there's a missed opportunity.
How do I get blamed when I'm not even there?
Jesus Christ, I wasn't having an idea or anything. They missed an opportunity to give Titans a version of Kallus' armor. I think that would have been a really cool move, and something
cool.
That Blizzard probably would have done, but for some reason Bungie didn't take the hint.
Nice. Do we have a ring-in?
Right?
We have a ring-in?
His name is I Quit Now. Nice. All right.
He's all also right. Muted himself.
You guys have a good night.
See ya.
See ya, Skull.
No, thanks for... we have an extra member, but Drafty, we love Drafty. Drafty and I, for those who are listening to this podcast afterwards, had the fun. I want to blame it on Drafty. Drafty wants to blame it on me of changing Sin's name and his admin privileges.
I had the idea, but you had to implement it.
So, who's more to blame, Sin?
Yeah, semi-Olafan 69. We have I Quit. That one, Nelson.
I had too much fun there. I had to do that. But, yeah, any other final thoughts about the raid, guys, before we leave? You know, we noticed when we came in here there's less Kallus spots. because I guess the idea is we've done regular Leviathan so many times we've killed that many calluses.
Indeed. Well, you never come here for Spore of Stars, so that kind of doesn't make a flow, really.
Yeah, I know. But I thought it was way intriguing that we come back here for this raid.
I think they were just short on time.
Probably. Was it a different studio, or was it the same studio that did Spire?
This is Bungie. Yeah, Spire was...
OBS Studio.
I'd like to say it's the New York guys. Vicarious.
Yeah, so it was a different studio. Yeah, so...
All right, give me a moment here. I'm going to try something. I'm trying to get this second row of calluses without exploding.
This is Bungie. So in a lot of ways, this raid, unfortunately, I think, got the cutting room floor job where they just didn't have enough time to make an actual raid.
All right, I'm going for it.
You know what, though? What they fell short with in the raid, they actually made up for in the graphic and detail of this raid. It's just beautiful.
I mentioned this on the
audio team, knock it out of the park.
I've mentioned this on multiple podcasts, but I think the absolute secret sauce of Destiny 2 is the skyboxes. I think the skyboxes make every planet what they are. Like, the inclusion of the pyramid ships changed the game completely. The skyboxes are kind of the hidden gem, and this is a great example of one.
Yeah, when Leviathan raid started, just the mystique of this whole ship was just fascinating. Yes, they could have done a lot more with it, but...
They had five or four raids, different events?
No, I mean, they could have gone, deeper in the ship. I mean, right here in this final throne room here, where we're looking at all the different calluses hanging down, it would have been nice if we could have gone further, beyond this chest point and kept on going into something else. But, like I said, I think it was, like you said, they ran out of time. They had to put something out, so...
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Europa because I feel like Europa is going to be a similar level of depth. I think it's really going to be a lot more than we're expecting, because especially coming off of Shadowkeep where the moon was kind of underwhelming, I feel like Europa is going to be overwhelming at first. I think the size and just magnitude of everything is going to be pretty intense. I think they're banking on that.
Yeah. With all the white snow everywhere, I'm going to have to put my blue blocker readers on.
And the raid kicks us out, because if you stay so long...
All the bright light in this new area is going to be so bright. I'm going to have to turn my brightness down on my monitor. It's going to be crazy bright.
Yeah, but the loading screen is not.
Nope.
They're changing it to a dark one. Stoked. I love it.
Yeah.
As a denizen of the night, I appreciate that.
Those late night gaming sessions where you don't have to stare at a white screen or wake your partner up.
I get home from work at the earliest at 10 o'clock, so I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's extremely blinding. Yep.
I want to give shout-outs to everyone again. Thank you so much. I'll go the reverse order this time. Well, Skull already left, but Nolzy, thank you very much for joining us. You've been a great ambassador and member of the group since we've had you here.
He said lying through his teeth.
Whatever. Who else do we got? We got Helios. Helios, thank you so much. Long time we've been playing Destiny together, and it's fun to have you do this raid with us.
Yep, hopefully for more good raids in the future.
Yeah. Gator, man, a great friend of the podcast. You guys have a wonderful podcast. Anyone who does not listen to Guarding Down podcast, please do so immediately after you listen to us.
Especially the episode where Nolzy was the guest. I heard it was incredibly popular and everyone loved it.
Thanks, Kingsley. I appreciate the invite. I'm surrounded by Guardian Hub tonight, but I always feel like I fit right in with you guys. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, you guys definitely do. And that's the thing. I love having other podcast groups and, of course, Two Titans and a Hunter, too, that we're just friends with. So
absolutely.
All I heard was we get reshots at the quiz.
What? Ooh, what?
The speed run.
No,
speed
no.
Speed run off.
Hey.
We get redos.
I'm sorry. My attorney has said not to say anything and to just let the attorneys work it out.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Sin, we're gonna have to send him that new letter we were waiting. It was a bombshell. Yeah. But
No.
Well, apparently I'm not a part of that letter anymore since I lost my admin rights.
No. And of course, Sin, even for all the crap I gave him today, I can partially blame Drafty. But yes, Drafty, I was the one that had to implement it.
Yeah, anyways. With the try-hard eater of world's prestige emblem.
A few of us got that recently. That's Spire, yeah.
Wow. Oh, is that Spire? That is Spire. You're right. You're right.
That's even
bad.
Try harder.
I know, right? It's hot.
But yeah, Sin is our lovely co-host. And we want to, of course, give shout-outs to Desraven, who wasn't able to make it tonight, because we did the raid on PC. So I'm very sorry Des wasn't able to join us, but he is with us in spirit.
We would have loved to have had Hazel for as sure. well. But,
for sure.
You know, PS4 life.
Don't worry, so. PS4, PS5. You're going to have that FOV slider soon.
Well, let's just give a quick
Craig who missed the podcast as well.
Craig who did us bad.
That's all right. You had the Gator bot tonight. You're good.
Yes. So the check's in the mail, Gator.
Thank you.
Then
I'll have to turn around and send it right back to your attorney. So, okay.
Oh, yeah. See, now we have collateral on each side. Anyways, we don't have to give a lot of ending this time, but you can find our show at theguardianhub.com and on Twitter. That's the Guardian Hub.
And don't forget, we are the best hub on the net.
Awesome.
Not the second best. The best.
The best.
I'm still upset that I put a solid 2 hours into a Twitter header that will never get used.
Kingsley,
we'll look into it. But thanks, everyone. We'll end the podcast here, but we can keep talking. But hey, everyone, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Toddles.
Oh, boy.
This is Guardian out. Wait, wrong podcast.
Oh, wrong podcast.
And later, Guardian.
There it
and
is.
And later.
Appreciate it, Gator, for recording. Yeah,
and later, Guardian.
He looks back; it wasn't recording the whole time.
Oh shit! Was I supposed to be recording?
Right. I'm not seeing a red light. Is that supposed to be on? Or
yeah,
I thought red meant not recording.
Oh boy.